When I was in high school, one of the jobs I had was to work in a pharmacy. It was easily my favorite, even though the job was not terribly glamorous. It meant stocking shelves. At its worst, it meant cleaning commodes and other things that we rented in terms of medical equipment. But what I liked about it so much was that I was able to meet so many interesting people. The pharmacy in a small town is really, in many respects, where everyone gathers. It's the great equalizer because everyone gets sick. Everyone needs something. And there were very interesting people that I came to know, customers like the man we called Aqualung after the Jethro Tull song, because in addition to the lucky strikes that he purchased, he would smoke cigarette butts he picked out of the gutter. There was the lavender lady, so named because she wore so much lavender perfume when she came in, it filled the entire store. There was the man who purchased 2 bags every week of Tampa Regasta cigars. Now, you know how wonderful they were when they sell them in bags. He also, on Sundays, would buy every Sunday paper we sold. There were the moments where we put together the Sunday New York Times because parts of it arrived 2 or 3 days before, and you just put the news section on top of them, or the news sections on top of them to put them together. And then there were the people who came because they were sick. Now, I didn't realize that as a high school student, but in many ways, this was an opportunity to meet the broken. All of these people I mentioned were broken in their own ways. Perhaps Aqualung the most. He was clearly mentally ill. He talked to himself. He purchased, in addition to his Lucky Strikes, ice cream on the small allowance that he was given. He had some kind of trust to take care of him. And there were people that would come in, obviously because they were sick, and they looked for a prescription. In many ways, I think of this every season of Lent, this image of the drugstore, because that's kind of what I think Lent is. We come because we're sick. We have sinned. We fall short. We don't follow God in the way that we should, and we know it. I think that's why Ash Wednesday is so appealing to people, is that on some deep level, all human beings, even those who are not terribly active in their faith, know that on the inside there is brokenness. Today, the readings give us a sense of the prescription to this brokenness. They're not easy. It's a lot more than giving up chocolate or getting off of social media. It is this: removing from our midst oppression, false accusation, malicious speech, bestowing our bread on the hungry, satisfying the afflicted. And in the gospel, it is in fact recognizing that we are the ones who need the physician. It's not simply Levi. It is all of us. What's interesting and what struck me as I was reading it today, which did not strike me as I was preparing for the homily, is that for all of their complaining about Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners, I'm guessing that the scribes and the Pharisees were at this same meal. Maybe they weren't, but it struck me today that maybe they would be, because it says they complained right in the midst of the description of this story, and Jesus responds immediately. Now, maybe there was a period of time in between, but I'm wondering if this wasn't a case where they were pointing fingers at something that they themselves were doing. Now, the thing about prescriptions is that they're unique to every one of us. You get the prescription not just in a generic way. Well, I guess that's true today. You can get generic prescriptions. But you get that not just as something that applies to everybody. You get a prescription unique to you and your brokenness. That's what Jesus asks us to do during this season of Lent. And he tells us that the method to get that is through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. What is it that Jesus is seeking to give you as a prescription to your brokenness?